Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway Towards Enlightenment. I'm so excited to be with all of you here again. And some of you know already, my name is Brigitte Boyer. I was already introduced and I will be your host for the next hour, but I won't be the new host alone. Of course, with us is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. As you know, very much the focus is on transformation. And if there's a master of transformation, it is Saint Germain. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website. You receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light then on a regular basis. And you also receive information on events that we offer. Even so, the events, the physical aspect of the events is in Clinton, New Jersey, and you can't go there because you're somewhere else. These events actually are recorded, and you can listen to the recording as per my newsletter then by going to www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And I'm also very excited to announce that from this point on, we will include channeled music played by Mike Snyder on his electric piano at these radio shows. He aligns himself with the celestial realm, brings beautiful music through that touches you deep at your core. And we will play different pieces throughout the radio show. And you already heard some of them in the background when you listen to the promos or the advertisements. That is also his music. And to download some of his music or learn more about the services that he offers, because he certainly does one-on-one sessions as well, and his music is incredibly healing, you can go to his website that I mentioned before, www.mikesnydercc.com. And now let's begin with the show, with the actual show, The Power of Transformation. You know, we talked last week a little bit about the power of choice. And choice is at the core of transformation. So I want to talk a little bit about it again. We said that this episode is about the process of transformation. Saint Germain will chime in a little bit about that too. But the one thing that frightens us most in this transformational process is that releasing, that letting go of what no longer serves us. Because we don't really know what that is. And we really have to have trust and faith in this process. And I can tell you, I remember when I chose to become a channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light, I really had no idea what that meant. It just felt right. And that is the key. The choice that you want to pick out of all the choices you can make, and I know so often we don't even know what to choose, but there's something within your heart that you're really passionate about. Your heart expands, you feel kind of a tingling inside of you, and it just feels right. You have no idea how it's going to come about. You actually, in your mind, you can think of a million reasons why you're not prepared for it, why you're not ready for it, and yet your heart knows this is who you are. And the reason why this is the most important choice is because it's fueled by your passion. It's fueled by your heart, and your heart is the bridge between you and your soul, and your soul is a bridge between your physical self and your spiritual self. So your heart plays such an important role in the power of choice and in the power of transformation. So I remember I chose that. It was years ago. And what happened was I was working pretty much 6 days a week at a freight forwarding company. And I had no idea how I would even have time for this. And then September 11th happened in 2001. And we had to move our freight forwarding company. It was all very frightening. But I kept saying this mantra, I choose to be a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. So when we had to move our freight forwarding company, we pretty much lost all of the employees that we had. It was very frightening. It was a total death. And not really knowing where it was taking us. And yet, through the move, I got closer to this new age shop that I started working out of. I was able to hire people that were actually backing me up to be able to do this kind of work. And so even so, it looked like a total death in the beginning, very frightening. I remember seeing signs saying trust, seeing signs saying have faith. It just was necessary for the old to be removed, for the new to come in to then create the space in the room for me to actually be able to do what I, from my heart, wanted to do. And then I had the time to volunteer at the New Age Shop and to begin to meet like-minded people, to meet this channel that then handed Saint Germain over to me. But another very important aspect in that was for me doing spiritual work on myself. And sometimes we are so overwhelmed with all of the changes going on, we can't do it alone. And that is really the biggest realization that you need to make in this process, is you can't do it alone. This path that we are on right now is so intense and so fast-paced sometimes that we can't do it alone. So ask yourself, what is stopping you from allowing yourself to receive help and support? And sometimes it's a fear of a price too big to pay, or it's a fear of what if it doesn't make a difference, or what if something happens that you didn't take into account. And the what ifs, there are a gazillion what ifs. But really, you can't do it alone. You have to allow yourself to open up and receive. And I remember a long time ago, for me, it was as simple as getting Reiki sessions. Going to someone, receiving Reiki treatments. For those of you who might not know Reiki, it's an alternative healing way where you receive universal life force that simply works on you, works on shifting your vibrational frequency and raises your frequency more to a vibration of love and light. And that is so important to be able to step out of that confusion and doubt state into more of an accepting state, into more of an open state, so that you then see the opportunities and you have the courage to say yes instead of walking the other way. So that is extremely important in the process. And so I invite you, if you haven't already figured that out or haven't looked for someone, open yourself up to receive. Find someone, anyone. Can be a chiropractor, it can be a regular healing practitioner, a massage therapist. I mean, there's so much out there, but allow yourself the time to receive. Which brings me to the next point. And Saint Germain, I know he's getting very, very, I can feel him. He wants to step in and talk about the process of transformation too and the power of transformation. And another part is simplify your life. Sometimes it feels so overwhelming, and I know Saint Germain wants to talk about it too. But start simplifying your life, especially if you don't know what you should choose. Release all these complex ideas and start going to that part that is the truest part of you. And it starts with, I choose love. I choose love. And so anything but love can be released. So look around and observe what creates an opening of your heart, or when what are the times where your heart kind of contracts and it feels tight and you feel uncomfortable. And most of the time, that is because you're not being true to yourself. You're compromising in ways that really make you angry and unhappy, and you're not true to yourself. If you're not true to yourself, you're not going to be able to feel what your heart is telling you. So this process, the power of transformation, is also to be willing to be more true to yourself and to not look at the outside world saying, well, I can't be true to myself because someone is doing this to me or someone is doing that to me, but to say, hey, you know, it's safe to be true to myself. It's time to be true to myself. What does my truth feel like? And to stop being afraid to be you. This is not so much about doing, doing, doing. This is about allowing yourself to be you. And it doesn't make a difference whether you've been on the spiritual path for a day, for a week, for a year, or years. It always comes back to bringing yourself to point zero, to still your mind and to say, wait a minute, all of this, what am I really passionate about? What is really the driving force that wants me to do this? Am I doing this because I have to? Am I doing this because I'm used to it? Or what is the reason behind it? So we have this first music piece from Mike, who has created that only a few nights ago, which is great. And so while this is being played, I'm going to connect to Saint Germain and I'm going to bring him through for all of you. So let's listen to this beautiful piece that he just created. My dear friends and fellow light workers, it is so beautiful to be with all of you at this time of great transformation. I am Saint Germain and my love is with you always. Now that change can be witnessed everywhere at this time, especially in your own life. And I understand that it can sometimes feel so overwhelming because everything has been speeding up. Everything on earth has been speeding up. So you find in your own life that there are so many aspects within your life that are coming to the surface now to be looked at, to be decided upon, to be redefined. And for you to always ask yourself, is this aspect of what you're experiencing in your life right now, is this who you are now? And it is about the power of now. Who are you now? You might have continued experiencing aspects of you that have been set into play years and years and years ago. But that's not who you are anymore. And yes, you've been brought up by your family and by society to believe in certain truths about what the appropriate way is to live your life. But you've outgrown the structure. You're ready to spread your wings. And by doing so, allowing yourself to become more of your divine self, living your passion instead of being afraid that by living your passion, you're becoming selfish or self-centered, or you're not doing the right thing that is good for the community. If you are in a place of love, joy, peace, and happiness, you're going to affect your surrounding in such a profound and powerful way that the power of transformation that you bring to you allows to empower others to do the same. And in truth, every human being, underneath all of the fear and underneath all of the anger or hatred or frustration, is seeking love. Everyone in the deepest parts of themselves is seeking love, is seeking to be accepted, is seeking to be understood, and is seeking to be part of something greater. So by you allowing yourself to open up to the greater that you are through the power of your heart, So the power of your choice that you commit yourself to wholeheartedly, you can then assist others to do the same. And Brigida talked about the choice. She talked about the choice being one that is a little more simple than how your mind is making it to be. So this choice is what I want you to reflect on. In a little bit, we are going for a break. And during this break, I want you to think about what your heart is telling you. Do you choose to be an artist? Do you choose to be a healer? Do you choose to be a mother of children? Do you choose to be a gardener? Whatever it is, ask yourself, what is the power behind it? What is driving you to make that choice? And do you have enough passion to push through any obstacles in the knowing that this is truly your heart's desire? So take a few deep breaths and ask yourself, what is the core underlying passion, that true desire that makes your heart soar, that you want to build the journey of transformation from this point, and I mean from this point forward on, this moment? The power of now is also the power of transformation. And I just want you to focus on that. Blessings to you. Greetings, my dear friends. I am Saint Germain. And so you've reflected now upon the power of choice. And this choice creates a process of transformation. With the choice comes change. Do not be afraid of change. It is about emptying your cup. It is about becoming that empty vessel that allows to receive the new frequencies, the new essence, for you to break free and step into that, what your choice, in fact, is creating. You step into your power as a co-creator, understanding that as God, Source Creator, is all that is, you are an aspect of God, Source Creator, all that is, and therefore you are also a co-creator. These changes, these transformations that are occurring then in your life, you might not understand in the beginning. It is all about trust and faith. And so as you release, as you empty your cup, as in a way you are going through a death process, you're being prepared to be reborn into a whole new form of existence. And so I invite you very much right now to take a few deep breaths and to use that inner alignment that is necessary for you to go through this process of death and rebirth, as it will be your greatest tool along your path of transformation. So take your deep breaths and use within yourself that sacred place that can also be called your heart temple as your temple of recognizing your true divine essence, recognizing who you are. And in this process of recognizing who you are, envision a sacred place with an altar, with two white candles lit. And in the center of this altar is a beautiful chalice. And this chalice holds the violet flame. And why is the violet flame such a tool of transformation? It is a tool of transformation because it helps you in releasing more effortlessly what no longer serves you, whether it is any form of belief systems, discordant energies, anything that is holding you back from your liberated self. And so as you envision within your sacred temple, within your heart, this beautiful violet flame, knowing that it's always there, knowing that it's part of you, you will find that you can access it at any time and bring it into every part of your body. Taking the time and simply stating, I call upon the violet flame to transform and transmute any discordant energies within my physical body. within any particular chakra that you might feel there's a need of transformation. If you have pain or discomfort in your heart, on your solar plexus, or in your arm, or in your hands, send the violet flame there. Also consider that you're more than your physical body, that you have a light body around you, that you have an emotional body and a mental body. So send the violet flame into your light body. You do not even need to know whether the part that you're sending it to is your emotional body or is your mental body. But simply send the violet flame out of your physical body, out of your heart, into your etheric field around you, into your light body around you, and ask it, not even ask it, but command it lovingly. I command the violet flame to lovingly transform and transmute any discordant and disharmonious energies into the frequency of love and light. And sense then and feel, you can even envision taking your hand and taking the violet flame out of the chalice and sending it out into your body, into your light body, and letting it do the work. And so in that process, through your intent, through your willingness to envision this violet flame, you can begin a transformational process on a very core atomic level within your body and within your light body. Now, we are going to bring in a higher essence of that violet flame to jumpstart you even more because of these times of change that are so intense right now and that are so global. So we will now ask you in your breathing to allow yourself to call on your soul and your divine I Am presence. But most importantly, call on your divine I Am presence, on your spiritual self, to descend into your sacred heart center and to fully overlight you at this time. And as you feel this happening through your intent, reach out. Let your consciousness move upwards and outwards, out of your crown, further and further up. Leave your physical body behind. Now that there is your body, now that there is that sacred temple within your heart, within your physical body, with the altar, with the chalice, and with the violet flame. But your consciousness now lifts up further and further. And you can feel the liberation. You can feel that freedom of having left your body behind. And it is that freedom that sometimes creates this yearning for you, that creates the difficulties for you of being in human form. And yet remember, in this lifetime, it is for you to bring heaven to earth, for you to be the portal that brings the higher frequencies of love and light into the earth realm. So I invite you now to reach upwards and further upwards and to step through that beautiful portal of the sun. You can even for a moment touch upon the lunar energies, the beautiful divine feminine, but allow yourself to go right into the heart of this solar system. The sun plays an incredibly important role. It has its own beat. It has its own magnetic force. And I want you to feel for a moment the magnetic force that you're now part of, that is holding planets in a certain pattern, in a certain movement, just like you are able within your physical body to create a magnetic field around you that will bring to you what is appropriate and that will repel away from you what no longer serves you. Same process. And so in this process, I invite you to now go even further, to lift yourself up even further, and to reach up into the cosmic heart of all that is. This is a beautiful place that goes beyond the solar system, beyond this galaxy. It is a sacred place where you're being greeted by all these beings, these masters and these angels, the masters who've walked the path of enlightenment before you. You are greeted, some of you are greeted by the Christ, some of you are greeted by Buddha, some of you are greeted by Muhammad and by many, many others, Krishna. There are so many that are Mary, Kuan Yin, Babaji. There are so many awaiting you. And they all want to hand to you the true cosmic flame of transformation, the highest frequency of the violet flame. It is, in a way, not visible to the eye because it's such high frequency. And they have this as a gift for you. So I invite you now to simply open yourself up. You don't even need to understand what is happening. Just open yourself up to receive this higher frequency of this violet ray, as Aeolia is going to step in and is going to support this process. And we will play some music as this download is taking place. We will play some music that will support this process with those members of the Hierarchy of Light that are working on you right now to download that higher frequency of the cosmic violet flame into you. I will continue and I will bring you back into your body. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it's beautiful to see how all of you have held the connection and continue to allow yourself to receive that cosmic violet flame. Now at this time, Sanat Kumara himself, the planetary logos, is stepping forward and is giving you an etheric pendant that holds this cosmic violet flame within it. And he gives this to you not only as a gift to help you, but also for you to recognize that you are truly an instrument of transformation, an instrument of the violet flame. You're not listening to this because you only want to bring change to your own life. But there's a deep desire within you to bring change into the world, to bring healing into the world, to empower those around you to see that there can be a greater experience of love, light, and joy and happiness in the world. And so because of that, you're being gifted this in recognition for the avatar you are in your own right. And so you are someone who makes a difference. And we want you to own that and acknowledge that. And so with this now, slowly allow yourself to move back towards your body, towards where you've left yourself behind, wherever that is at this time. And now that through your connection, and there's always a connection between your consciousness and your physical body, that cosmic violet flame download you received also was infused into your physical body. And it will continue to be downloaded into you for the next 24 hours from the point of receiving this initial download. So remember to allow yourself to be in this process of transformation and be open to the subtle shift that you're going to feel within the next 24 hours. You're going to begin seeing life a little differently. You're going to begin seeing choices that you might not have made that you wanted to make. And now you will feel the courage to make that choice. You will feel the courage to step into the unknown. You will feel the courage to speak your truth in a gentle way, yet regardless of the outer circumstances, no longer afraid of being judged or persecuted, in the knowing that you are being provided for and in the knowing that you're not alone, that there are those of the light who are supporting you in this process and that love you deeply and that want you to succeed. Everyone wants you to succeed. So now slowly allow for your consciousness to step through the sun portal all the way back towards the earth into your physical body. And take a moment as you enter or re-enter your physical body, I should say, and you enter the heart, your sacred temple within. Take note how the violet flame in that chalice has now changed. It has a different glow to it. It has a different vibration to it. Acknowledge that. Now that it has changed, and you have changed because of it, you have opened yourself up to a higher frequency of love and light, and you're ready to spread that out into the world. So there is great power that comes with transformation and with receiving these tools, and the power is not only there to help you, but also for you to become an effective channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light in the world. And so in this process of transformation, the one that always creates the greatest fear in all of you is that moment that some of you call the dark night of the soul, where you are walking blindfolded on your path, not knowing where this path is taking you. But you do know where the path is taking you. You made a choice. So if you ever question or have doubt or wonder if there is a path you should be choosing or if there's a path that is right or wrong, go back to your original choice. Simplify. Release all the complex thought patterns that are hindering you from seeing what's at the kernel, at the heart of everything. And by doing so, you will very quickly find the places where part of you, your human self, is doing its best to sabotage your transformation process, and by doing so, creating pain and discomfort and friction, and also prolonging what you call the dark night of the soul. It is in surrendering to something greater than you to guide and direct you. It is through the power of trust and faith that that dark night of the soul can diminish to a blink of an eye. It can become nothing. It is through your need to know, through your need to control, through your need to question the process that is taking place around you as the walls are breaking down for the new to be built upon the ruins of the old. It is that what creates the discomfort. It is that what prolongs the process. So allow yourself to not know. Allow yourself to simply be empty and aware. And allow yourself to stay connected to your heart as much as possible. As in doing so, miracles will happen and you will walk a path that can be liberating and joyful, bringing about change in an effortless and easy way. It does not, and I repeat, it does not have to be painful. The only reason why it's painful is because you want to control it. This is about allowance and acceptance and openness, and also about the willingness to be vulnerable. It is through your vulnerability that you're willing to let go of all that no longer serves you, that you're willing to let yourself be seen as who you truly are. And that is significant. That changes everything. And when you're ready, and this moment cannot be forced, then your cocoon is breaking open, and you can step out of the darkness into the light and see your new beautiful colors. And you will look back, and you will understand, because through this process, you've built a form of spiritual muscle that was necessary for you to become who you're meant to be. So all of this is, let's say, a spiritual workout in a gym, and yet it is necessary for you to grow and expand and embrace who you truly are. And that's why we have as guests in the next radio show Archangel Michael, Lady Faith, and Almoria, all representatives of the first ray. Because very significant of this path, of this power of transformation, of this path of enlightenment, is the true understanding of power, the trust, the faith, and the surrendering that is part of this path of transformation. It is a profound place where, yes, you will feel a certain tension, you will feel a certain pull, but as you center yourself, as you stay in the moment of now, as you do not allow yourself to be pulled into other directions that are not true with your heart, you will find that there's a sweetness to this tension, a power that you can feel that goes far beyond any other power you've experienced. And it is the power of your alignment with your divine I Am presence. So these are certainly very, very profound times that you're living in. Earth Gaia is calling for transformation. The time is now for an awakening to a new consciousness. And you're all part of it. Have no doubts. If you've experienced tremendous physical challenges, if you experienced tremendous darkness in your own life, now that out of the darkness an even greater light is born, do not discourage. Do not think that all of it was wasted. It is not. You too shall step out of the darkness into the light. That is a promise. Just keep aligning yourself with your divine I Am presence. Keep using the violet flames through intent by sending it into your surrounding, by sending it into parts of your body that are hurting. As Brigida said, find ways to be supported through energy work, through those who do alternative healing. Sometimes you're just as much guided by going for walks in nature. And sometimes you will find by connecting with the animal kingdom that you can calm down, that you can slow down because your animals, the cats, dogs, horses or any of the animals. They have that sense of simplicity. They know how important love is, and they radiate that out to you in total loyalty and compassion. And as you touch them, as you feel them, and as you allow their love to radiate out to you and to infuse you with their essence, you too can come to a place of peace that then allows you to step even further into your own divine essence. So reach out to the animal kingdom. Reach out to the plant kingdom. All of them are sources of tremendous power for you in this time of change. They now, in their simplicity, in their connection to source, that they can help you in reminding you of your own connection to God, source, creator, all that is, the great spirit of all that is. And whatever you call source, it does not make a difference. It is a universal force that you can feel in everything that is life. It is also within you. Connect to the vastness of who you are and allow it to empower you to continue on this beautiful path you've embarked on the moment you chose to be incarnated on Earth. You are truly a portal of higher frequencies of love and light. You are the one who brings heaven to Earth. That is your divine birthright. That is your heritage. That is who you are. If there are relationships that don't feel that they're working out, allow them to become what they need to become. Do not hang on to anything, but be willing to release everything that no longer serves you. Be at peace in the knowing that all is well. Be in peace in the knowing that we are with you, that I am with you through this transformation, that you are not alone. Be in peace in the knowing that you are playing a role within the divine plan, whether you can see it or not. Have trust and faith. You are one with all that is, and you are seeking harmony just as all that is seeking harmony, and you shall find it as you balance love with fear, light the darkness, as you balance opposite forces. You can bring them together in sacred union and merge so that you can step into higher consciousness of existence. I am Saint Germain. My love is with you always. And I'm now going to hand the word over back to Brigida. But now again, be reminded, as you settle within your physical self right now, and you can come back to the surface anytime you want to, now that this download of the cosmic violet flame will continue for 24 hours. Allow that to happen. Don't interfere with it. Just be open to it, as it will support you in the days ahead. This is a promise. Blessings to you. And it is so. Well, thank you, Saint Germain. That was very beautiful. I don't even know what to say after this. It certainly holds so true in my own life. That's all I can say, that the alignment is so important, and using the violet flame really does make a difference. I've seen it happening. Miracles do happen all the time. And the Christ once said to me that the power of yes is so significant in all of this too, the power of allowance. When we say no, we actually move into a place of fear, and parts of us are contracting. But when we say yes and we face our fears head on in the knowing that they're only really an illusion, and we can then use the violet flame in the face of fear to transform and transmute this fear into the vibration of love and light, then amazing things can happen to all of us all the time. And we are living in a time where miracles are truly possible, and not just few every once in a while, but all the time. It's time for us to open up and see the true self within everybody, to see the divine light within everything. And as we do that, we gain momentum. We are building an environment that holds a higher vibration of love and light. So it's so important to use the violet flame also when we are on the road and we feel that road rage, or if we feel someone in the store being angry to us, towards us, to remember that we can make a difference. And as we are in this place, we can use the violet flame to create a place of harmony around us. And I would never forget, I was in a store at, I think it was Lowe's or Home Depot, and I wanted to look at lights. There was this couple and they were fighting over what lights to pick. And I really needed to pick a light and I needed some peace and quietness for that. So I called on the violet flame and I just, through my intent, I said, I call on the violet flame, call on Saint Germain to assist and support this process in transforming and transmuting any discordant energies within this space into love and light. And I'm telling you, within minutes, this couple turned around to me, apologized profusely for being upset, apologized that they were there for over an hour deciding on lights and couldn't decide, and that's why they were so upset. And they picked the light and they walked away in the most peaceful and harmonious way. And I think that's a message that Saint Germain wants to give to you, is that as you work the violet flame for your own self, as you use the power of transformation for your own sanity and for your own self, you're actually making a difference in your surrounding. You're helping others too to change their life, to release their discordant energies, and to move to a sense of peace and forgiveness and love. And isn't that such a beautiful gift that we can not only give to ourselves, but that we can then give to others? Sometimes we wonder, how can we be of healing? How can we be a healer, a messenger, a channel, or do this and that? And sometimes we feel so overwhelmed with all the things that we should be doing as light workers or as this or as that. Sometimes the simplicity is really the answer. To act through the power of love and transform and transmute anger through love and observe the miracles that happen right then and there. And so if you take anything from this radio show, take with you the idea that you truly are a force of transformation to be reckoning with, and that you do make a difference through the lives that you live, through the choices that you make, through who you are, and to feel that, to feel good about that. And it's so easy to minimize ourselves, to say we are not doing good enough, you're not prepared enough, but you are good enough. So take that with you from this radio show, that you are good enough. Use the violet flame. Allow the integration of that cosmic violet flame that you received. And again, if you want to find out more about me, the services I offer, you can visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com. Go to my Facebook page. You can send me an email at info@lightbridge101.com. I will answer them as fast as I can. I can't always promise that it will be immediately, but it will be answered. And simply know that you are being loved, you are being supported, and that next week you will be infused with the power of the first ray to even support you further in this process of staying true to you, of having trust and faith that it's safe to be true to you, that it does not mean that you're going to get persecuted or judged. And often we think that. And some of us have experienced that growing up. But you're not who you were as a child. You're not who you were as a teenager. You are who you are now. And you're a very different person. So allow yourself to experience the new you and be the new you. Be courageous to be the new you. And sometimes in your work environment, you're so afraid to express how you feel and who you are. And it doesn't have to be so direct and so confrontational, but you can still, through little nudges, show people that there are other choices that can be made, that there are other ways of living. And so be the power of transformation and join us next week when we have the masters and the angels of the first ray with us. Saint Germain, of course, will also be part of it. And now that my love goes out to all of you, and I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment, and I'm looking forward to being with all of you again next week. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. And remember, for music downloads, go to www.mikesnydercc.com. Blessings to all of you, and it is done. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.